Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's 7 after the hour. Where'd that come from?
You're upside down clock.
It is 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and your likable, kissable, huggable Uncle Doug. Here he is on the air, ready to go. 50,000 pages of emails from Mrs. Clinton as Secretary of State. Not going to be public until next year, according to the State Department. Yesterday, there was a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed against the State Department, and that's because they said we can't let these 55,000 pages of exchanges from Mrs. Clinton's private email out to the public until we monitor them.
Mm.
So, da-da-da-da.
What does monitor mean?
It means... hide them.
Burn them.
Cover
them
up.
Dig a big hole in the backyard.
Yeah. I love the term redacted. Don't you love that term?
It's a great one.
Basically, redacted means somebody took a magic marker and scratched out whatever they don't want you to read. So John F. Hackett. He's the acting director of the Office of Information.
I can hack it.
Mr. Hackett says the collection is voluminous. And due to the breadth of the topics, the nature of the communication, and the interest of several agencies, we are presented with a serious challenge. So, they have said they will be happy to release all of the emails on January 15th of next year.
I'm going to mark my calendar now.
I think you should, Jennifer.
I'm going to pick up my collection.
Right. Yes.
So, here's what I don't get.
What don't you get, Richie?
I'm looking at the New York Post from yesterday.
Yes, Rich.
And they say if Congress really wants to get to the bottom of the Hillary Clinton thing with regard to Benghazi, they should be talking to Cheryl Mills.
Uh-huh.
Because Cheryl Mills served as her former, the former Secretary of State's chief of staff and counselor, and was tasked by Hillary Clinton with identifying and preserving all emails that could potentially be federal records.
Very good. So we'll pass the buck.
Hillary did, but why isn't Congress going to Cheryl D. Mills?
Oh, my heavens, Richie, I haven't the slightest idea. Could we have an investigation of the investigators?
Don't you think that if they wanted to get to the bottom of this, we'd already be at the bottom of this?
Of course.
Right.
There's something there that nobody, I don't know. It's just something is so fishy about all of this. The fact that people continually market themselves as being transparent and then they're, you know, redacting their little hearts out. It's just, I don't know.
Mrs. Clinton has a new hairdo. Do you like it?
I actually do. It makes her look a little younger, I think.
It's more comfortable looking. Yeah. Right. And that's going to be
spicier.
More important than any nothing to do with Benghazi or the emails.
Research Hillary Clinton hairstyles.
Yes. And what'd you say, Richard?
Oh, haircut. Let's go out with it.
Really?
Very nice.
I mean, it's short hair, but it's still nice. Yeah, you know, it's okay.
There is
a Huffington Post right on it.
There are 6 books written about Mrs. Clinton. You know that?
That's all?
Only 6.
Yeah.
The rest have been redacted.
Yeah. All right. And I always, you know what else I'd like to do? I would like to do a slideshow of all of the waves from various presidential candidates over the years, how they wave. Would you like to? Would you think that's
why?
Is that a big issue for you?
I don't know. I just am curious.
Do you prefer the real bouncy I'm in the circus wave, or do you like the royal figure eight wave?
Kind of, I'm in a parade figure eight.
I don't know what to make sometimes.
Or the royal side.
Yeah.
The beauty queen wave, where you kind of wave with your elbow first.
Yeah, very important.
And your hand follows.
Right.
I think we should outlaw waving. It's kind of stupid.
Do you think about it?
Really. Do it right now. Wave. I kind of wave like a clown because I'm
nice.
I do the kind of the two fingers up, like, hey, how you doing?
All right, speaking of clowns, Mitch McConnell said he wants to responsibly extend the U.S. Patriot Act. Mr. McConnell, there is no way to extend this responsibly because there's nothing responsible about the Patriot Act.
Well, I think there is, actually.
Oh, you do? And what would that be?
I think if they extended it in looking for patterns of behavior, because, you know, I think most of the problem is going to be online now, because that is how terrorist groups are courting people and how they're marketing their information. They're using all the social media networks. So I would be fine. I don't want I'm with you on the privacy as far as the NSA listening to phone calls and such. But if they were looking for patterns of behavior online with logarithms online,
mm-hmm.
I'd be okay with that. And I think there's a definite place for it, because I think that's how you're going to prevent stuff at home.
That you need a subpoena from a judge for anything and everything that they want to look at.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a definite need for it. I think it's just implementing it in a responsible manner so that it's not affecting the bulk of the citizens of the country.
I think your boy Rand Paul might be on his way to the rescue for you again, Doug.
Yep.
He's vowing to do everything possible to block
today.
The renewal of it.
Yep.
I'm getting a little annoyed with Rand Paul. But
why?
You don't want to know.
You know what? Wait a minute. Hold on.
It's not the kind of show.
Hold the phone.
Just the hair.
I just got an email from the Peanut Gallery. The suggestion was made that discussion about Hillary's hair would not happen if we were talking about a man. Yes.
I agree.
Jennifer Horne just brought up Rand Paul's hair.
No, I didn't. His hair is atrocious.
Oh, Kenny did that.
I had nothing to do with Rand Paul's hair. I just am not liking him as a person.
Really? Why? What's the matter with him?
No, I think I like him as a person. I think he's probably a nice man. But you honestly don't want to ask me this question because I'm going to take you down a rabbit hole. So
why?
If
what's
you really want to know why I don't like Rand Paul.
Pictures of a chicken?
I don't like this going... You asked, so don't get mad at me.
I won't get mad at you. I never get mad at you.
I do not like Rand Paul because I think he is the one that is making, he's started to make the GOP side of things all go after each other. When I think what needs to happen if you want to see a successful run by a Republican candidate is that they can't start going after each other yet. I think that you
Eating
wait for the
young.
Debates for this.
Yeah.
And Rand Paul has already started to put the blood in the water as a shark by asking this question about Iraq. He's the one that brought it up. Should we have gone in? It doesn't matter. You can talk about
His
that all day
said
long.
The same thing.
It was a bazillion trillion. I mean, it was 10 years ago. It's more than that. Mm-hmm. So why are you going back now? Let's talk about today. What are you going to do for me tomorrow? What are you going to do about ISIS? What are you going to do about Iraq now? Let's not talk about 10 years ago. Thank you for bringing that,
because that's the whole thing with all
that's
of this
why I don't
stuff.
Like Rand Paul.
Everybody wants to go back to the emails and that's all
it doesn't
baloney.
Matter.
It has nothing to do with the now and moving forward.
It's like Obamacare. Let's stop talking about it. Here's what's today.
This is genius, Jennifer. You didn't make me mad. You made me think about it. Richie, hold on a second. It isn't relevant because there's nothing you can do about it. If you don't get out of the past and move into the present and look to the future, you are wasting your life. You're wasting your time.
We can keep it from happening again.
What are you going to keep from happening again?
But it's such a stupid road to go down.
No, you're not, because they've been screwing the public since there was the public to screw.
It's a gotcha question. Right. I mean, it has nothing to do with today. It's a gotcha question, and it's like, it's annoying, and it's ruining candidates that are actually pretty decent, like a Marco Rubio, who actually, if you were looking just, I'm not trying to get political, but if you're looking at the Republican ticket, Marco Rubio is a pretty solid candidate, and he looks like a blubbering idiot when they ask him about Iraq. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, anyway. I don't like him at all.
But I do, and so
okay.
There you go.
So speaking of sharks, there's a great video. Meredith Vieira delivered Boston University's commencement address over the weekend, and she brought with her a shark. Did you see this video? She's from this area. She went to Tufts. She worked at the radio station that I ran in Boston, WEEI, and it was just a real quality worker when she got started. She went through all the things the right way. But then the video is, this is probably a video of the day, I think, as much as anything else, Kenny. You should look at it. What I'll do is I'll send you a copy of this thing. The grads were confused when the shark was walking around. There's a picture of this shark walking around in the area where all of the professors are and the students are.
Was it Katy Perry's shark from the Super Bowl?
You know, I don't remember seeing that, so I can't tell you. Yes, I think it may have been. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Yeah. It was the same guy who did. You were right. That's very good, Jennifer. The same guy who, and he was up and down and running up toward the rostrum. It's just, it's so silly. And, you know, silly in a way puts into perspective the whole
halftime performance. She was on stage dancing with two sharks. The shark on the right knew every dance move and performed perfectly, but it was the left shark, the one who went rogue and danced to his own crazy beat, who stole the show.
He's dancing
right
behind
him. Yeah.
The left shark.
For convenience sake, or as Mark Twain put it, whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect.
Yay!
Be the left shark.
Be the left shark.
Be the left shark.
Can I ask a question? Because I don't, you know, I've watched Meredith Vieira for, gosh, many years on TV. I think she's pretty good.
Yeah.
Where's that accent from? I don't think I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Did you hear that little bit of an accent?
I don't know whether it was like a reading slur or whether it was an accent.
Yeah. I think she's clever. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
18 after on Good Day.
To imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99. Offer valid on SKUs 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store at Staples.com for details.
You're getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value. Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. It's time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsibly.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.
DougStefford.com from the Louisville Leopard Percussionists, performing ensemble of 65 student musicians from the ages of 7 to 12 living in and around Louisville. The video is their performance of Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. It's not a new video, but it's in the news because Ozzy just saw it and sent the group $10,000. He was so blown away after seeing these children playing this unique version of his song, he sent him $10,000. Story at DougStefan.com. Let's listen. This is much fun.
You'll remember about 2 months ago, this is the same group of kids where their viral video had over 4 million views when they did Led Zeppelin's Kashmir. And Jimmy Page saw
really?
It and shared it on his Facebook page.
Really?
It's the same group of kids.
Wow.
So whoever this music teacher is,
yeah, smart.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I love him.
Right. Very cool. Yeah. The Ozzy says, my whole family and my fans loved your rendition of Crazy Train. And so, let's see, there are 60 youngsters here, 48 different schools in the Louisville area. They're called the Louisville Leopards. Isn't that neat? Good for them. Yeah, you're right, Richie. And this is the kind of music program, you know, this is another thing that drives me nuts about our public education system and how we've cut and curbed and whittled out the things that were so good. It isn't just learning math and science and English and history, but these kinds of things need to be mentored, they need to be underscored, they need to be found. What are your children good at? Are they good at math? Well,
trombone.
What are they? Can you be good at math and also playing the trombone?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
That was the greatest thing about college for me. I can't tell you I got tons out of it because I was working already, so I had that experience. But the greatest thing about college was that I discovered I loved art history.
Yeah.
You discover things about yourself, and I think that's such a huge part of education. Aside, yeah. I mean, obviously math and English is important, but come on.
And my son is in the fifth grade.
So losing.
And he's in the band. he plays trombone, and we had their first concert the other day.
Yeah.
And they all just started in September. We were impressed. I mean, they were great. Now, my son also takes private lessons because you only get one school class, one music class per week. But I'll tell you, the Fairfax County, Virginia has a good music program. Yeah. The high school kid across the street has been touring the country because he plays drums. And they're very
that's
into
what we
it.
Need to do. Fostering that sort of thing is very important. All right, let's turn the page at DougStephan.com to biggest appreciation of one of the great musicians. We talked about Stevie Wonder the other day because it was his birthday. And now, today we acknowledge this is the number one song in 1973.
You are the sunshine of my life.
One of the great, great pop songs of all time. Listen to the lyrics. You are the sunshine of my life, so I'll always be around you. You are the apple of my eye.
Forever you'll stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning.
The beginning, yes. Why not? Start it all over again. Jennifer is good at that. She doesn't start it all over again with the same person. Anyway, so this was number one during this week in 1973. Third number one song for him in his earlier years. Fingertips Part 2, Superstition. And then the career goes on and on and on. What a great, great, great source of pleasure. Listening to that music is nothing but pure pleasure, I think. 20 and a half the hour on Good Day.
This is a medical minute with Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Patients often ask me, is coffee bad for me? Should I quit? Now, before I tell you my answer, full disclosure, I drink coffee every single day. My morning wouldn't be complete without coffee. I love coffee. The evidence is, coffee overall is good for you. It helps with hypertension and high cholesterol. I know. Some people just can't tolerate it. They feel anxious, they get the jitters, they get palpitation. Personally, I don't have any caffeine from lunchtime on. Otherwise, I won't sleep that night. So I switched to decaf, which incidentally doesn't have the health benefits of regular coffee. The message is simple. If coffee makes you feel bad, don't drink it. For the rest of you, there's no good reason why you shouldn't enjoy. This is a medical minute with Dr. Chambers on call. You can check out my latest podcasts, articles, and videos on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press pause. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan to participate in dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You've joined the Good Day Gang, which includes gang leader Jennifer Horn. Yep. Molly Page is a gang mall. Let's see here. Richie, he's a gangster. And Kenny is trying to quiet everybody down. So with that in mind, you'll be happy, or maybe not happy to know, you'll be interested to know that Molly has the update on these Texas bikers and the fact that there's yet another agency looking into the shenanigans after the shootout.
Indeed. Well, the 170 suspects that were arrested yesterday and charged with engaging in organized crime,
how does that, where do they get that?
In organized crime?
Well, how do they charge them with, they were fighting over a parking spot?
No, they weren't fighting over a parking spot. This was basically a turf war.
Well, the turf was the parking lot.
All they needed was a reason.
The parking spot on the left. Yeah. They kept arguing and arguing.
Yeah. They needed any little teeny reason to start the fight. The fight was started 2 months before they even showed up.
It was percolating.
Yeah. And they all knew it. The police all knew it. Go ahead, Mo. Right.
Well, this has just been going on for quite some time between these gangs, and there's quite a few gangs. But, you know, these gangs deal with firearms, with illegal substances.
You mean selling them?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not just carrying them. Motorcycle gangs, yeah. I mean, this is heavy-duty stuff, so I guess if it was disorganized crime, it'd be okay.
Well,
but
yeah.
Did you hear how... this so gets me. It's just the weirdness of social media. Mm. There was a big thing yesterday I noticed on Twitter that this was racist.
What? The biker thing?
Because the coverage in the media, that people were saying that if this had been black gangs, that there would, that this would have been covered differently. It's like, it's a gang. I mean, I don't care if you're talking about the mob or you're talking about a biker gang or street gangs in L.A.
Black biker gangs.
I don't think there are.
No, but I mean, they're saying that the coverage of this, like, that the so many more people would have died if they were black. It's like, oh, my God.
The cops would have killed more people.
Yeah, right. You know, white cops would have shot more blacks if they were black bikers. Yeah,
one of the big things I'm hearing on the news about this is that they're concerned that this may start a larger war and that it may be all-out war between these two, two groups.
I told you how on Sunday by my house, there were a lot of police motorcycle cops out in front of my house watching the bikers go up into the canyon, and I was like, are we like on high alert? What's the deal?
Why don't we just do this now? Why don't we just say, you know what, you guys go over here in like nowhere Arizona or California and have it out. Kill each other.
Yeah, okay.
We'll sell it on pay-per-view.
Right, yeah. $29.95 pay-per-view, everybody can watch.
Okay, next. The United States government has made another pronouncement, and believe it or not, Washington, District of Columbia, Richie, is the most fit city in America.
Yeah, just look at me.
Let's look at you.
The perfect example.
Yep. 8th Annual American Fitness Index, which released today the outcome of their study. It's not all the people that are running for office, because they're not there. It makes it so... healthy,
these
but
people
they have
are crazy
hearts.
Here, Doug.
I know, the joggers everywhere.
And
bikers.
Any kind of weather, these people are out there jogging. When I first moved here, I thought, well, they must be Marines.
Yeah, right.
It's three below, there's working. Snow everywhere, and they're running.
Yeah.
No, they are just out there exercising all the time.
Yeah. So the interesting thing is that Washington, of the top 50 cities, Washington's number one, Indianapolis ranked last.
Really? Minneapolis ranked second.
It's the outdoor exercising, rates of smoking, rates of obesity, and rates of diabetes. That's what they use as the bellwether.
So they're number one at being unhealthy.
You want me to tell you why?
Why is that, Richie?
Because much of Washington, D.C. is young, out-of-college kids who come here to find jobs, to do internships, to do whatever.
Life hasn't smacked them in the head yet.
Right.
You know, they still are out there running.
D.C. is
smiling.
A very young city. Most of the older, I mean, I lived in D.C. when I was 23. And then you grow up and you move out to the burbs. That's where all the old fat people live.
Yeah.
It's out in the burbs. All the young, hip people live in town.
So it's deceiving.
No.
Once again, we're being deceived.
Factually, yes, it is a healthy city, but it is healthy because probably the average age is 30.
All right, so how much of what we talk about every day has to do with government-generated this, that, or the other thing? I mean, think about what we're talking about today. Look at all of this stuff. It's pretty much all about government, or not all of it, but a lot of it. Here's another one. You ready?
Ready.
We are now producing record amounts of natural gas, which is widely viewed as the most clean fossil fuel, preferable to coal, preferable to oil, preferable to most anything except solar power and wind. And so, as a thanks for coming up with more natural gas, there is a big push against the Natural Gas Alliance to build more pipelines. So there's a 550-mile gas pipeline that's been proposed from West Virginia to Virginia, North Carolina. It's taken them 4 years. This would move liquefied natural gas from a plant in Maryland to this area so that they could have cheaper fuel. And healthier, better fuel. But everybody's getting in the states get involved in it, and the federal government gets involved in it, and they slow down. These people have spent millions of dollars trying to get this pipeline approved, which they finally have done. But at what cost to the consumer at the end of the day? Why do we have all these? If you've ever looked at or applied for or tried to get some permit to do anything, there's every single government agency that you could imagine getting involved to keep you from doing what you want to do with your own land. It just is, it shocks me. I mean, I don't know if it shocks me. It annoys me to the nth degree. We have all the government, we pay for it, and they're fighting tooth and nail to keep us from having better circumstances, a better life. And by the way, just as an aside, you realize how fascinating it is that what comes out of the ground as a vapor, basically, can be captured and cooled so that it turns into a liquid? Do you understand that? Have you ever passed a truck on the highway?
People make gigantic livings on that. Yeah. That little vapor.
The vapor is chilled. They capture it and put it in tankers. And by the way, that's another reason for the pipeline, because we have these trains and trucks carrying this stuff all over the place. What do you think that does to the environment? All the diesel from the locomotives and the trucks? Hello, is anybody thinking? Common sense. Gonzo. All right. You think am I? Can I get off my cell box now? She's there, okay?
Yeah, you're all right.
All right. Yeah, sure.
Microsoft story at DougStefan.com today, Kenny. This game, Solitaire, and they're tying it together with Microsoft. There's a big tournament. Who's playing in the tournament?
Anybody who wants to. They're not explaining exactly how it will work, but I think it starts in early June. Mm-hmm. Anybody who has Solitaire on their computer can play in this big global computer. Just about everybody has it on there.
I don't have it.
If you have Windows,
it would be a waste of time.
Oh, it's so fun. Solitaire is great.
Why do you play? Why is it fun?
It's the only child's dream.
Why? Playing with yourself? How is that? I don't see how that's
fun. It can be fun.
Really? Why do they? Oh, please. All right, stop, set. Time for...
You said it.
No.
Yeah, but you... You did.
You did.
It was all you.
You know,
you.
It wasn't
you.
Me. But you. I wasn't even thinking about that.
You.
No. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here in a moment to talk to us about the new cancer screening program and why people are confused or how they need to be unconfused. Jack will unconfuse us in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, It's personal.
This week is National Dog Bite Prevention Week, a time to educate the public about preventing dog bites. It's important to know that 99% of dogs are not born aggressive. Dogs bite as a reaction to something, and it's up to us as their owners to ensure their safety as well as the safety of those around them. That's why the American Veterinary Medical Association has teamed up with the United States Postal Service, State Farm, and the Insurance Information Institute to promote Dog Bite Prevention Week. Dr. Jose Arce from the AVMA has some helpful information for everyone who either owns or interacts with pets.
Dogs may bite for a number of reasons. They may be in pain or afraid. They may be sick or they may be protecting something they love. It is important for you to learn a dog's body language in order to know when they want to interact and when they need to be given their own space. Everyone, even our dogs, deserve their own space when they need it. The most important thing to keep in mind is that dog bites are preventable.
For more information on National Dog Bite Prevention Week, visit avma.org.
All right, 14 before the hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us. By the way, just a quickie reminder, our poll today at DougSteffen.com is a follow-up on the conversation we were having a few minutes ago about Microsoft and their 25th birthday celebration with playing solitaire. Our question is, how often do you play games on your computer or your phone? A, every day. B, a couple times a week. A few times a month is C, just once in a while is D, rarely is E. F, I don't play games on my computer or my phone. And G, I'm playing a game right now. And our poll yesterday, Jack, asked you whether you'd like to have a lobster donut, knowing how much you don't like donuts, but you love to eat good, rich food. You'd be interested to know that 51% of our respondents at DougSteffen.com said it sounded horrible. Let's see, 20% said it sounds amazing. 19% said maybe, but I need to see it before I decided to eat it. And 11% said I doubt it. That kind of stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, lobster, fresh lobster, right out of the water, dipped in clarified butter is one of the healthiest things you can possibly eat.
Is it?
When you wrap it up with white dough and then you start frying it in vegetable oil, it would be one of the worst things you could possibly eat.
You know, there's a new book, and I thought of you. You swear by this book, Gut and Psychology Syndrome, which was written by Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride. There's a new book that I got. You know, we get 40, 50 books a week across our desk, Richie and I. And this one, written by Julia Enders, is just called Gut, G-U-T, the inside story of our body's most underrated organ. And what it does is underscore basically the same stuff that you've been talking about. You've been preaching this for years.
For years.
And this other book. So it's really interesting. The reason I bring it up is because so many people are getting onto that bandwagon with you of understanding that our entire system works based on whether your gut is healthy or not. And you know, the best way to keep it healthy is with all the probiotics. Yeah.
Well, yeah, this is nothing new. 2,400 years ago, Hippocrates said all disease begins in the gut.
Yeah.
They understood this back then, that your diet will reflect health.
Yeah.
And the better, the healthier the gut is. Remember, 90% of the DNA inside your skin is not human.
Mm.
Only 10% of you is human. 90% is the trillions and trillions of microbes, parasites, viruses, fungi that live from the mouth all the way down to the bottom.
Yeah.
And most of these things in healthy people are very healthy forms of life. They provide us with all the amino acids. They provide us with B vitamins, which is why some people can have the most horrendous diets for a period of time and still maintain some degree of decent health, because of the good flora that is growing inside the gut.
Yeah.
But it also explains the tremendous degenerative disease explosion we're seeing in kids, where it, you know, 4 or 5 decades ago, it was people in their 60s and 70s. Now it's people in their 20s and 30s having these degenerative conditions because they're being raised and fostered as children and adolescents without proper food.
All right, let's spend a minute talking about the American College of Physicians publishing guidelines to steer patients toward high-value screening for cancer and the 5 types of tumors that are caused by not having a healthy gut. The screening confusion, what I mean, is it mammography? I don't really understand what the confusion is.
Well, the confusion is this, is that cancer is about to take over heart disease as the number one killer in America.
Yeah.
Rather than going to the cause of cancer, which in almost all conditions, again, is severe malnutrition that stunts the body's immune system from being able to destroy cancer cells on contact, now we have such a cloud of fear out there. We're worried about the ovaries. We're worried about the breast. We're worried about the prostate. We're worried about colorectal and all the other various kinds of cancer that everybody's in a line running out there to get screening when there's so many false positives in these screening tests that they lead to more and more testing, more and more debilitation as a result of some of this testing. If you're healthy, if you're strong, if your color is good, you got good sleep and good energy, stay away from this stuff.
Yeah. 100%. You got to take care of your body, and it'll take care of you. Jack and his wife Mary do the Forbidden Doctor. 22,000 people downloading the information that's at the podcast. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com for a weekly update. ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
I feel I should apologize to everyone for my behavior over the last 6 months. I have, as you know, been somewhat down in the mouth.
Well, there's an understatement. There are dead people on Better Form.
You got away. One of the neatest chick flicks. This is Shania Twain singing You've Got Away from the film Notting Hill.
This story will be filed. Every time anyone writes anything about me, they'll dig up these photos. Newspapers last forever. I'll regret this forever.
That was one of the harshest things that she said in that role, where she fell in love with Hugh Grant, who was, I think, a bookkeeper, or a book, you know, ran a bookstore, right? And she went in looking for a book. Do I remember that right, Kenny? I think I do. I know I like the movie a lot, frankly. In 1999, oh my God.
Never saw it.
You never, well, of course you
would. Was she the star, or was she the star?
Well, there was the two of them were very good. They were paired well.
No, I mean in life, because one of them was famous, I think.
Oh, she was famous.
Oh, yeah.
She was famous.
Yeah.
She was an actress, and everybody knew who she was, and he was running a book, it was a bookstore, if I remember correctly. She just went in, she was doing a movie in England, and that's how it all got started. So it's just really kind of a cool thing. Get another clip from it, Richard?
The fame thing isn't really real, you know. Don't forget that. Also, just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking
love her.
Really? And of course, he said yes. Who wouldn't? She's Julia Roberts.
Yes, and all boys who run bookstores look just like Hugh Grant.
Yeah, and are interested in bookie. Julia Roberts.
Right. Yeah. All right, but it's nice. It's a good. It was a nice movie. I liked it a lot.
It
was a good movie. All right. So anyway, Shania Twain singing movie music starts movie moments. Chuck is not with us today, but we have some observations to make. Kenny and Richie and I, and just then Jennifer and Molly too, if they'd like to jump in. We have that coming up next week here on Good Day.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Hey, Doug, it's 56 past the hour on Good Day. Hmm. All right. So anyway,
wait a minute. Did I miss something?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there was...
You're back.
Yes, I am. All right. So you and Kenny were talking a fascinating discussion, and so I don't like to get in the way of fascinating discussions about...
So go.
You like that? You like that cover in general? It's pretty good, right?
Yes, I don't like to get in the way of a fascinating discussion, so by all means.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a movie that's coming out that the two of you were talking about. Young and Old.
Love and Mercy with John Cusack was released yesterday, and it's about the story. It's the story of... Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to kind of figure it out because in watching the trailer, it's a kind of a parallel narrative covering the two specific time periods of Brian Wilson's life. The 1960s, when he was writing all the music for the Beach Boys and becoming famous, and the 1980s, when he kind of made his comeback and recovery from just being absolute whack job and crazy.
Yeah.
And it
looks like
a
good movie, actually.
But it's getting way reviews. Yeah. And people are saying, so it's got John Cusack and Paul Dano play Brian Wilson, and then Paul Giamatti.
I was going to say Giamatti was in it, too.
Giamatti kind of plays Brian Wilson's handler and gets in a fight over Brian Wilson's life with his girlfriend, who was played by Elizabeth Banks. It looks very, very cool.
Yeah. Nice thing done.
When you have John Cusack playing Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, how do you go wrong with that movie?
Well,
you got to go see it.
It's hard. I mean, everybody knows what Brian Wilson looks like, and they've done a fairly good job of making these people look a little bit like Brian.
No, they don't do anything to Cusack. It's just Cusack.
No, but I mean, I think that there's a nice... sometimes you like the feeling of more reality in these circumstances, and if you can do that in the makeup department, and it looks to me, at least from what I saw the trip, excuse me, a pretty good job. Anyway,
rumor is that Brian Wilson has recorded some new music for the soundtrack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's on board with the movie.
That's good. He's kind of...
And I think
growing
he's cameo in it.
He's growing up. All right, that's the story for movie. That's Movie Moments, Movie News. Doug Steffens, Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.